Okay, yeah, we're live now. We're live now. Hello and welcome everyone to the series of inspirational interviews. This is Inspirator, and I'm your host, Ahmed Khan. Today's personality is an entrepreneur who runs a successful business in the UAE. He's a travel enthusiast and a cricket lover. I'd like to welcome Vinny Neb, the CEO of Creative Plus Designs. Hello, Vinny Uncle, and thank you for joining us today.
No problem. It's a pleasure joining with you, Ahmed, and you're doing a good initiative which you have taken up. It's actually a pleasure talking to you on this show.
Thank you. I'm just going to move on to the questions now. I'm going to ask you about yourself and your company, Creative Plus Designs. Like, what's it all about?
Creative Plus Designs is something you could say it's my baby, which I started almost around 12 years back. Mm-hmm. And it was it was my dream, you know, after working for so long that I decided that, you know, it's time I move on and start something of my own and, you know, keep, you know, developing it time to time. So, yes, Creative Plus Designs is my dream, which is like gone past now around 12 years and still counting.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I was born in India, in Assam. My father being into Indian Air Force, moved around to South, everywhere, had my schooling, did my graduation, and then all of a sudden, you know, there was a time when in India, they had a wave of computer technology coming into like a boom, and especially in terms of advertising and designing. So it was like I got infected with that kind of a wave, and I went deeply into this line of advertising. And yes, I would say it's been, what, 25 to 27 years being into this similar line.
Yeah. Okay, so my next question is, linking in from my first one, you have created Creative Plus Designs. What was your motivation? Can you describe your motivation of your risk that you took to starting your own business? What challenges did you face?
See, starting the Creative Plus Design was like from the day one, since, you know, coming out of the college, I was a workaholic, always had dreams to achieve something in life. Always, like, you know, there's a saying, aim for the sky. So I kept on doing the hard work, keep on catching the opportunities that keep on coming, and kept on going. Yes, there was a time in when I used to do a job that I thought, now it's enough. It's time for, you know, to take a risk and start something of your own. There were challenges in starting the business. Like around 12 years back when I started it, I started it single-handedly. And let's say for around 6-10 months, mm-hmm. I was the single person who used to handle the whole company, everything, doing from A to Z of all the work for the company. And yes, as it says, hard work keeps paying up. And yes, today here I am 12 years down the line, you know, still trying to learn more as day passes by, you know, and trying to expand.
Yeah, everybody can learn, even like teachers can even learn from other teachers, yeah.
No age barrier for learning. Mm-hmm. Every day you can learn. I might learn something from you today. I might pick up some few points which might be actually helpful in my, you know, life coming down the line.
Yeah.
Of course, any day, any time, no age barriers, nothing. It's you have the will to learn, yes, you will keep on learning.
Mm-hmm. How did you figure out how to like create Creative Plus Designs and which industry it should go in?
See, my field, 27 to almost 27, 30 years back, my line was into advertising. I had that flair of creating something different, always trying to achieve, and, you know, it's very satisfying when you achieve something, when you complete a project and everything. So I knew it, and I have been in this industry for almost, like, as I said, 20 to 30 years, 27 to 30 years. So when I started the business, I think that was the line which I need to start the business in, because that was, I have been in that particular segment of the industry. I've been working on the projects and everything. So that was, I was very comfortable onto it. And yes, I went ahead and started this.
So you had past work experience in the business you started. When you started it, did it need to compete with the business, like with the company you were already working in? Did it need to compete with that company?
No, actually, I didn't compete with the company I was working for, because it's, again, as I said, when you start a business, you need to set your own targets, what market you need to, you know, what segment you need to target, what client of type of clients you want to handle. So everything, I had prepared it well.
Yeah.
Yes, as an ethics, I didn't want to compete with the company I was working for, but yes, then I started my own, started developing my new clients, new segments were there. And yes, yeah, with the blessing of the God, yes, we are, I'm, you know, where I am today.
Since you've been running your business for over 12 years now, can you tell us about the pros and cons of running your own business? Does it reward you financially, or does it put more work burden on your shoulders?
Well, see, starting your own business has its own pros and cons, and when you're doing the work, it also has its own pros and cons. Well, you can't actually define what are the pros and what are the cons, because as an employer, as a business owner, your responsibilities do increase a lot. It's like where you won't get a time to sit and breathe a little bit. It's a lot. This starting a business and running it successfully comes with loads of responsibility, which needs to be taken care. You have to, you know, it's again, as I said, you can't define the pros and cons, but yes, there are definitely their own pros and their own cons.
Knowing that your industry you have picked is advertising events, have you had any major miscommunication with the client which has led to a complete disaster? Because in the advertising thing, you have to make lots of posters and things. If you made one thing wrong, it could be a major miscommunication. So can you tell us an event that had happened?
See, as I said, you know, end of the day, everyone is a human being, and human beings need to make mistakes. If human beings don't make a mistake, they will not be called human beings. Right? So it's like, it's a very, very natural process of human beings making a mistake. Yes, there are sometimes, but again, this is an industry with technicality, everything. Sometimes you make a mistake, tiny bits and mistakes. But again, in this particular industry, we always cater with a percentage of errors, you know, human being errors coming sometimes, machinery errors, something, everything. Yes, but as of touch wood, by the grace of God, never had a major disaster or some kind of a thing. There had been minor incidents where we don't call it as a miscommunication. It's, you would call it as errors of human beings or machineries or everything. But yes, we always try and keep a backup plan on it. But again, this all are part of the industries, you know, to take care of it. Yes, we always have a backup plans for it. Sometimes, yes, it's been misfired. But yes, I wouldn't call coming through, you know, any such kind of an instance, or I do remember where it's going to be, I would call it as a disaster. But again, as you experience, you know, as you spend time in this particular industry, keep going through the years, whereas it's, I would call as mounting the experience behind you, you will tend to get rid of this, and you will be able to avoid all these kind of stuff.
How are you looking to improve your business? What further steps are you willing to take? Any new initiatives that you have planned?
Well, yes, because what happens is our industry is somewhat related to the, you know, latest advancement into the technologies, because like the computers, the softwares, different other machineries, they which keep on getting updated time to time. So yes, we have to keep in pace with those technologies, keep implementing to them. For an example, it's like we have machineries for a large format printers where we need to update them every 6 months to 1 year. We have to, you know, get more advanced machineries. As in terms of expansions, yes, we are looking up to add few more, you know, elements to our business, try to expand a little bit here and there. So where we can actually see, you know, not depending on one segment of the industry, but yes, looking to add more elements to our business where we can expand more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm going to move on to yourself and about your passion for cricket. I know that you still play cricket. And who is your favorite player? I'm curious.
Well, if you are asking me in terms of the player from the international players, yes, of course, it's only one, MSD, MS Dhoni. He's one of my favorite players, as in, I won't call as a role model because I've never played cricket on to that level, yes, but he's one of my role models. And as of cricket, I would actually thank one of my good old friend who actually in, I mean, I have played cricket in the past, but not on to that level. But yes, around 8 years, 9 years back, one of my old friends introduced me in UAE, in Dubai, to start playing cricket. And yes, since then, it's like a part of my daily life. I, you know, it's like my business is important, my family is important, but it's again, my cricket is important.
Yeah, yeah. I have a question in the chat right now. I'm not sure up here. What traits of MS Dhoni do you admire the most? Like, what makes him your favorite sports person in your cricket?
I would say his leadership skills, presence of mind. He, I mean, since he has come into the cricket, you know, community, I mean, I've been watching him from the day one when he started playing his cricket. He was like out on a duck, and then a couple of innings he couldn't do anything, and then how he became. And I mean, it's basically his decision-making abilities onto the field, the way he leads the teams, everything. I mean, that's, I really admire that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now we know about one of your passions, which is cricket. You mentioned another, we mentioned in the start, I think, about another one of your passions. You're a travel enthusiast. So,
travel enthusiast, yes. Yeah. It is like, I would love to explore, you know, different parts of the world, try and, you know, explore different regions of the world. The reason being is that because, as I said in the beginning, I am a workaholic. Like, for me, work comes first. And because of that, I hardly get to take out time for my own, you know, entertainment or leisure. So I would love to, you know, travel with my family, with my kids to, you know, explore different regions. So that's why I kept the traveling as to the second part. But still, as I said, cricket is again.
Yeah. So any places that you have in your bucket list that you would like to visit after COVID?
South Africa, a couple of them I completed last year, like Seychelles, you know, and a lot of places. It's again, completely depends on the time period, what you get from the business, because running a business is not as easy as, you know, being employed or doing a work anywhere. It carries a lot of responsibility. So when and where we get time, I get time out, I do try and explore the areas.
Yeah.
But of course, I mean, especially in India, there's a plenty of places to be explored yet, which I haven't done yet.
Like, I've also gone to many places. Like, every year, we usually go somewhere, like, at least one place. Like, last year, we went to Kenya, and that was a beautiful country. We went to South Africa, like, 3 years ago or 4 years ago. And I still remember Kruger National Park. It's very nice.
Yeah. It is. See, it's like end of the day, they are all places, but it's very good to explore them. Yes. Their, you know, what you call the culinary habits of that particular area, the lifestyle, how people live, what languages they talk. It's actually an all experience.
Mm-hmm.
Last year I've been to, you know, Switzerland. It had been my dream place to visit from a very long period. I took my kids to the Disneyland. I mean, let's see, this year because of Corona, I don't think so it will be possible to travel, mm-hmm. but yeah,
mm-hmm.
hopefully the things get better in a year, we might travel again.
Yeah. Do these hobbies like help you in your well-being and work-life balance?
Yes, it does. It does. It's actually, you know, like taking time off your business, tries to, you know, trying to focus onto your family and stuff. Yes, it does keep the balance.
Since you are talking about Corona for a brief moment, I want to go in depth with the whole pandemic situation. How has it affected your business and how has it affected you personally as well?
See, personally, I would say it's affected in a better way, as it's made the things more challenging, trying to meet the ends, trying to more focus more onto the business. Mm-hmm. Yes, as in terms of business, yes, it's affected because advertising events and our industry was the first to be hit and would be the last to be recovered. So there has been a lot of effect. It'll take time for another 6-8 months to recover and things to come back to normal. We'll have to wait and watch.
Are you focusing on any like a digital platform for your advertising business?
Not exactly right now. Right now, it's different other projects are into the pipelines, which we need to look at how to strengthen out. And, you know, it's like to survive out this mode for the next coming months. Once you're through that, then further things to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm coming up to my last few questions. They're both of those questions are something that we want to hear from you. You're an inspirational personality. That's why you're here on my show at Inspirator. Can you give us some advice to young people like me who aspire to be like entrepreneurs like you? How exactly should we choose our field and where should we start?
See, choosing your field, I would suggest it's choosing the field is not something that someone can impose on anybody. People have to explore their inner parts and see, I mean, inner feelings and see what is the field they are more attracted to, right? And once you find that out, you need to nourish it more, you know, fine tune it and go into the right direction.
Yeah.
Like I'll give you an example. There was a time period in my childhood when I wanted to become a fighter pilot. That was my dream. I wanted to become a fighter pilot. But then look where I am today. I landed up into an advertising field, running my own business, which at that time we had never looked. So same thing I put on to my kids as well. Don't jump onto the conclusions. Explore yourself. See what's the inner bits you're having, where your mind is pointing out towards that maybe you wanted to become into technology or maybe you want to go into a different profession or you want to start something of your own. So you need to take time, explore it, and then take a right choice.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you need to focus more on, I mean, the more harder you work, the more achievements you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. So this is my, iconic question that I asked to every one of my guests on Inspirator.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you my vision behind Inspirator. So my vision behind Inspirator is to inspire youngsters like me to learn from real life role models. So tell me one lesson that you have learned from your life and would like to share with us.
Lesson from my life in what terms, Aman?
Like lesson from your childhood to now, the most important lesson you've learned? That's the one I want to know.
See, the most important lesson which I have learned from my life is that opportunities do knock on your door, but opportunities don't hold your hand and take you, or they don't fulfill the opportunities by its, I mean, sorry, I'll rephrase it. you know, in during the whole life, I had seen opportunities coming my side, you know, and opportunities knocking on my door. But it was, it would be my decision to grasp that opportunities and make full use of it. Opportunities don't come, hold your hand, take you and get everything done for you. And, you know, it's like, say, they will serve you on a platter and say, look, here's your opportunity fulfilled. Now you go ahead and do the things.
Yeah.
You know, I remember my childhood till today, what I am sitting. I have struggled my way through here. I have gone through very much ups and downs. And my advice to you, you're at a very young age right now. You're doing very good, you know, running this particular show, Inspirado. Hats off to you, you know, doing at this particular age. My only thing would be look out for the opportunities in your life. They keep knocking on your door. You need to make a right decision whether this is the correct opportunity for it. Hold its hand and then go your way up.
Thank you for that wonderful advice. I'm just doing the interview now, but after the interview finishes, I'm going to make sure to rewind it all and really listen to all the advices you have given us, which is a lot of amazing advice. So yeah. Now I'm gonna go on to all of the questions. We have a lot of questions in the chat, so I'm quickly gonna go over all of them, and I'm gonna read them out to you so you can answer them. So we have a question here from Kunal Singh.
Okay.
How in cricket are you able to hit sixes with so much ease?
Well, I think Kunal, if I'm not wrong, he's one of my cricket teammates who has been playing with me cricket for a very long period. It's again, hitting a sixes with ease is again the power you have. I have been a hockey player in my school days, so it is there. It's something natural built in you. If it wasn't, you wouldn't be able to hit sixes like he hits the sixes very easily. That's something different. I mean, he has been not playing with us for a period now, but yes, hitting a sixes is again as how what an ease Rohit Sharma hits a sixes for. You know how easily Shoaib Malik used to hit sixes, or how Tendulkar, Dhoni. You know, it's something. It's your talent which is built in. You can't say that why did you hit the six with so ease. No, man, come on. You are playing a cricket, you have a hand-eye coordination, you watch the ball properly, you go for it.
Mm-hmm. We have like a lot of cricket-related questions here. Here's another one. Yeah. Who is your idol growing up in cricket and business?
Well, see, idol growing up in cricket, I'm already at an age where maybe another cover, 10 years more, yes. You know, to play cricket. So idol again, as I said, Dhoni is younger to me, but still I have watched him, his abilities and everything. Still today, I would stick with Dhoni itself. Mm-hmm. And in business, well, to be honest, what I have created today is created by my own hard work and my own will. So I will still keep on going with my own instinct and keep progressing into the business world as well.
Mm-hmm. There's another question, I think, related to business. Here it is from Humair Naseem. How do you foster your creativity in design and advertising?
See, let me just do a clarification here. We are into an advertising field, but right now, what I am looking into my business is more of a production part, whereas we are into exhibition stands building. You know, we are into retail sectors and everything. And as in terms of creativity, it's like it's something, a God-gifted creativity is there. It's not a everybody's ball game, you know, to get into creativity and create something. It is a talent which is built in to the people, which once they know about it, and it can be, you know, it can do miracles. Like, I have created a lot of stuff in my life during my career of being into advertising. We have created a lot of projects, sometimes very creative concepts have been created. It's back of your head, you know, once if you're talking to me, we start thinking about creativity and a picture starts making in the back of your head.
I'm looking for another question. Here it is. Your area, I don't understand how it's written. You area successful entrepreneur and must be taking a lot of business decisions. Who takes decisions at home?
Well, again, decisions at home are taken by respective people concerning the, you know, respective areas of the house. It's, of course, you know, collective decisions with the husband and wife of the house. The same thing goes with me also. Decisions being taken collectively by my wife and myself.
There are many questions, but I don't think we have time to get all of them. There was a question Kunal Singh asked to me. I'm looking for it. He said, why did you cut your hair? I didn't cut my hair. It's just I'm wearing my headphones on. So when I take them off, there's lots of hair, trust me. It's like before. Yeah. So
real question, then why did you cut your hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could actually answer him. There was an opportunity, or you know, knocking your door, where to say as that yes, yeah. You're gonna look more beautiful.
Yeah, but just to answer that question, I didn't actually cut my hair. It's still all there. It's just on the back a little bit more. And because I'm wearing headphones.
Referring to the 6 to 8 months old when you were having a long hair.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So I'm going to end there now. A wonderful interview with you, an inspirational and a charming conversation. Thank you once again, Vinay uncle.
I love talking to you, and it was really good talking about, you know, you. I mean, it was really nice talking to you on your show.
Yeah, thank you, Vinay uncle, and thank you everyone else for coming live and joining us today. I hope you learned lots of inspirational and lessons that you need to learn to be like Vinay uncle. So, you make sure to use those lessons. And grow from them, and go follow at @AhmedKhan_boss on Instagram to get notified for the next interview next week, same time on Saturday. Okay, so bye Vinay uncle, and bye everyone.